What is the prognosis for a vitamin B12 deficiency myelopathy?
Providing adequate, timely treatment usually yields partial or near complete neurological recovery over the course of a year. The ultimate outcome hinges heavily on timing. A longer diagnostic delay before treatment significantly limits the extent of recovery.
Now we examine subsection 7, dealing with extramedullary lesions. What are key differential diagnoses by spinal compartment?
In the epidural space, you look for abscesses or metastases. In the intradural extramedullary compartment, the classic benign tumors are meningiomas and schwannomas. Inside the cord itself, or intramedullary, you find ependymomas and astrocytomas.
What are the imaging features of a synovial cyst?
They present as extradural masses that are directly associated with a facet joint, demonstrating highly heterogeneous signal intensity and variable peripheral enhancement on MRI.
What are the imaging characteristics of vertebral hemangioma?
On MRI, they show characteristic hyperintensity on both T1 and T2 sequences. On a CT scan, they display prominent vertical striations that give them a classic polka dot look.
How are spinal neoplasms classified?
They are broken down anatomically into intramedullary, intradural extramedullary, and extradural compartments, with each space harboring distinct classic tumor types.
What primary tumors most commonly cause epidural spinal cord compression?
The most common culprits are metastatic lesions originating from lung, breast, prostate, or renal cancers, as well as lymphoma and multiple myeloma.
Why is pedicle involvement important in spinal metastases imaging?
Seeing destruction or erosion of the vertebral pedicle is a major red flag that strongly points toward metastatic disease, helping differentiate a malignant lesion from a benign process.
What are the key features of spinal meningioma?
They are typically found in the thoracic region as intradural extramedullary masses, occurring predominantly in middle-aged women and showing bright, homogeneous contrast enhancement.
What are the main variants of spina bifida?
They range in severity from spina bifida occulta to meningioma and myelomeningioma.
Now we conclude this chapter with subsection 7 on spinal MRI. What is the bagel sign in myelopathy?
It's an MRI sign sometimes seen in cases of chronic myelopathy or a significant degenerative disease, where a ring of circumferential signal change surrounds a different core, mimicking a bagel.
What is the significance of dynamic flexion-extension MRI in cervical myelopathy?
It can sometimes catch transient, real-world dynamic compression that is completely missed on a standard neutral position scan. That said, its overall diagnostic and prognostic utility is still somewhat uncertain.